السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله قال الله تبارك وتعالى إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم علماء الكرام most respected brothers our sisters at the madrasa and those listening over receivers we are in the month of Rabiul Awwal And Rabiul Awwal, the month itself, gives a pegham, a message. And the message is this, that whosoever will believe in Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, whoever will believe in Rasul-e-Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam as the last and the final messenger, whosoever will be obedient to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala and Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, then he will have a very enjoyable, peaceful, happy life. فَلَنُحْيِيَنَّهُ حَيَاةً طَيِّبًا There could be tests and there could be trials and there could be very, very severe tests and trials. But this connection with Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will always give them a kind of sukoon in their hearts. There will be peace and tranquility in the heart. Outside conditions can be whatever they are. But obedience to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala and Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam will give a person the best of both worlds. Unfortunately, our criteria of what is the best of this world is different from that which Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has. Nabi Alayhi Salatu Wasalam and his companions, many of them went through great amount of suffering, hardship, torture, pain and problem. But not one of them ever regretted, not one companion of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam ever regretted that why did they accept Islam, that they had to suffer so much hardships. Did any one sahabi of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam say, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam, what a mistake we made in our life that we accepted Islam. Look at the torture and the tests and the trials that we are undergoing. Whereas we're supposed to be getting the best of both worlds. Not one. Yes, the munafiqeen, they had not accepted Islam. They just pretended to be companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but at heart they were not Muslims, they had not believed. So we must not look at those people. 300 of them turned around in the battle of Uhud. So were they Muslims? They were pretending to be Muslims. Whenever any good reached the Muslim, they wanted to benefit from it. And whenever any difficulty came, then they distanced themselves. So we are talking about the true companions of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, who suffered the most difficult tests and trial in the world. 3 solid years, ostracism, boycott, and the beating, and the whipping, and the torture, and the killing, and the stoning, and tying them to the trees and whipping them, hanging them. So many things were happening. But not one said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we accepted Islam thinking that we will get the best of both worlds, so this doesn't look like the best of this world. So they had sukoon in their hearts, they had peace of mind. They truly believed that Allah Ta'ala is watching them, Allah Ta'ala is seeing them, suffering for His pleasure. And this gave them such enjoyment that they forgot about the hardship. They loved Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala so much, and they knew that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is with them in this suffering of theirs. That realization, that conscious awareness that my Allah is with me, He is watching me, He is the one who is testing. And if I pass the test, then He will reward me abundantly in both worlds. That made them forget all the pain. But physically there was pain, there was suffering, there was bleeding, there was hunger, there was starvation, there was tying stones on the belly, everything was happening. So this is something that we have to develop, a heart which is throbbing with the love of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. At present our hearts, they throb with what? Hollywood actor and Bollywood actress, that is what it throbs with. People are so proud also to say that. So when the love of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will settle in the heart, when the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam will settle in the heart, then the person's life will be very, very different. He will be a normal person, balanced person, no extremism of any kind. But at the same time, the person will be enjoying a kind of sukoon in his heart which cannot be expressed in words. There are no words for it. How many times I have mentioned that Jalaluddin Rumi rahmatullah alayhi used to say that, "Oh Allah," I'm just giving you the meaning of what he said. He said that, "Oh Allah, when your fragrance or the fragrance of your muhabbat and love comes into my heart, then the vocabulary of the languages of the world fail to give a description of the enjoyment and the pleasure and the happiness that I experience. There's no language and no vocab in the world that can express that joy and happiness that I get in my heart." So was it just some kind of words that he was blowing? It was a reality which they were experiencing. They didn't believe in saying something and believing in something else. They were not munafiqs and hypocrites like us, that our hearts are filled with malice, with greed, with pride, with arrogance, cheat and deceit in our lives, all kinds of evil and haram we engage and indulge in, and then in public we pretend that we are great waliullahs. We fail to check our hearts, what is the condition of our hearts. They were not like us. So Hazrat Khaja Sahab Rahmatullah Alayh, as I said, that we are now in the month of Rabiul Awwal, and a person cannot help but think of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam more than normal times in the month of Rabiul Awwal. We have a child of ours born on a certain date, we keep on singing, or the person's wife was born on a certain date, or anyone beloved to a person born on a certain date, a person makes a note in his diary, he must not forget the birthday. It reminds the person, as soon as April comes, March comes, December comes, yes, on certain date so and so was born, this child of mine was born, 3 days' time, 4 days' time, 10 days' time, the person recalls. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's birth was not just to make some kind of celebration of. There was a peyam, there was a message in Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's coming to this world. He brought about a revolution of a kind that the world cannot explain, that in a short period of life after Nubuwwat, 23 years, and look at the change that came about in the people who were at one time drowning in the ocean of sins and vices and evils. Such kind of actions that even shaitan was ashamed. But then they become radiyallahu anhum wa radu an. Jo khud na the raah par auro ke haadi ban gaye. Those who were not on track themselves, but they became the guides of mankind after that. So we'll have a Naat Sharif.
Ilahi dikha de bahare madina ke dil hai bahut be قرار مدینہ. الہی دکھا دے بہار مدینہ، یہ دل ہے بہت بے قرار مدینہ.
او اللہ شو می مدینہ شریف، مائی ہارٹ از ریسٹلیس، یہ دل ہے بہت بے قرار مدینہ. شو می دا اسپرنگ آف مدینہ شریف، دا بیوٹی آف مدینہ شریف، the fragrance of Madina Sharif. Let me inhale. Let the breeze of Madina Sharif touch my body. Let my eyes fall on the Rosa Mubarak. Let my gaze be cast on the Gumbad-e-Khazra.
Elahi dikha de Bahar-e-Madina, کہ دل ہے بہت بے قرار مدینہ. یہ دل ہو اور انوار کی بارشیں ہوں، یہ آنکھیں ہوں اور جل وزار مدینہ. یہ دل ہو اور انوار کی بارشیں ہوں، یہ آنکھیں ہوں اور جل وزار مدینہ. الہی دکھا دے بہار مدینہ، کہ دل ہے بہت بے قرار مدینہ.
یا اللہ دے بی مائی ہارٹ اینڈ دا رینز آف رحمت پور آن ٹو دا ہارٹ آف مائن. The rains of Tajalliyat, Anwarat, they engulf my heart. They seep deep into my heart. They affect the depths of my heart. These eyes of mine and the Jalwa of Madina Sharif. Ilahi dikha de بہار مدینہ، کے دل ہے بہت بے قرار مدینہ. واللہ مائی ہارٹ از ریسٹلیس. نتھنگ ول برنگ سکون ان دا ہارٹ انٹل دیز آئیز آف مائن سی دا روزہ مبارک آف رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم.
ہوائے مدینہ ہو بالوں کا شانہ، ہو آنکھوں کا سرما غبار مدینہ. الہی دکھا دے بہار مدینہ، کہ دل ہے بہت بے قرار مدینہ.
I'm not going to translate and give the meaning of all the poetry. We don't have the time. It's a zikr majlis. But he says the dust of Madina Sharif, which normally we try to avoid if a person is walking and the wind is blowing the dust in his eyes, then he will close his eyes and protect the eyes from that dust. He says, oh Allah, when I'm walking in the gullies of Madina Sharif, now it's all concrete there. We hardly get much dust blowing. But those days when there were just gullies, there was sand and the dust used to blow. So he says, that must become the surma of my eyes. Because the shifa in the sand of Madina Sharif. Ilahi dikha de bahare Madina.
الہی دکھا دے بہار مدینہ، کہ دل ہے بہت بے قرار مدینہ. وہاں کی ہے تکلیف راحت سے بڑھ کر، وہاں کی ہے تکلیف راحت سے بڑھ کر، مجھے گل سے بڑھ کر ہے خار مدینہ، الہی دکھا دے بہار مدینہ، کہ دل ہے بہت بے قرار مدینہ.
Says even the difficulties and the hardships of that place are more beloved to me than the comfort of that land. The thorns of Medina Sharif are more pleasing to me than even the flowers of Medina Sharif. That means if the thorns are so beloved in my sight, then what must be the flowers of Medina Sharif? And if the difficulties and hardships of Medina Sharif are so pleasing to me, then what must be the comforts of Medina Sharif? Of course, we are extremely weak. We ask Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala for afiyat and salamati. Little bit of difficulty will come upon us, then we are not going to be like these awliya-i siddiqeen. We are going to fire away criticism, complaints and everything else.
Ilahi dikha de bahar madina, ke dil hai bahut be qarar madina. Kabhi gird kaaba ke hoon main tasadduq, کبھی جا کے ہوں میں نثار مدینہ.
Sometimes I'm making the tawaf of the Kaaba Sharif, Ya Allah, and sometimes I'm giving my heart and soul at the Rauza Mubarak of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam.
کبھی لطف مکہ کا حاصل کروں میں، کبھی لطف مکہ کا حاصل کروں میں، کبھی جا کے لوٹوں بہار مدینہ. الہی دکھا دے بہار مدینہ، کہ دل ہے بہت بے قرار مدینہ.
Sometimes I take enjoyment and pleasure in being in Makkah Mukarramah, and sometimes I go and gather all the anwarat and barakat and ruhaniyat of Madina Tayyiba and get great enjoyment and pleasure in my heart.
Pohonch rahe mera maskan hawali e Kaaba, بنے میرا مدفن دیار مدینہ. رہے میرا مسکن حوالی کعبہ، بنے میرا مدفن دیار مدینہ.
Keeping the احترام and the respect and the love for both places, مکہ مکرمہ and مدینہ طیبہ, because Kaabatullah Sharif is in Makkah Mukarrama. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was born in Makkatul Mukarrama. The whole history begins from there. So therefore, he says that I get the opportunity to stay in Makkah Mukarrama, but when the time of my death comes, it be in Madina Tayyiba. Bane mera madfan دیارِ مدینہ.
پہنچ کر نہ ہو لوٹنا پھر وہاں سے، وہیں رہ کے ہو جا سپارِ مدینہ. بسد عیش سو اون میں تاسب ہے محشر، جو ہو میرا مرقد کنارے مدینہ. بسد عیش سو میں تعصب ہے محشر, جو ہو میرا مرقد کنارے مدینہ.
Then I can sleep till the day of Qiyamah peacefully if only I get burial in Baqi of Madina Tayyiba.
وہاں جلوہ فرما حیات النبی ہے, زہِ زائرین مزار مدینہ.
It is our belief that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has given Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam a kind of life we cannot understand, but he is Hayatun Nabi. The bodies of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, the earth cannot consume. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's Hayat, it is a consensus.
الہی دکھا دے بہار مدینہ, کہ دل ہے بہت بے قرار مدینہ. کہاں ایسے دن ہیں کہاں ایسی راتیں, کہاں ایسے دن ہیں کہاں ایسی راتیں, نرالے ہیں لیلو نہار مدینہ. الہی دکھا دے بہار مدینہ, کہ دل ہے بہت بے قرار مدینہ.
Where can we get the days and the nights of Madina Sharif? Any part of the world you go, no matter what kind of tourist attractions it may have, but where can you get those peaceful days and nights that you get in Madina Sharif? Therefore say, Elahi dikha de bahare Madina, ke dil hai bahut be qarare Madina.
Wo masjid, wo roza, wo jannat ka tukda. وہ مسجد, وہ روزہ, وہ جنت کا ٹکڑا, خوشا منظر پر بہار مدینہ. وہ مسجد, وہ روزہ, وہ جنت کا ٹکڑا, خوشا منظر پر بہار مدینہ. الہی دکھا دے بہار مدینہ, کہ دل ہے بہت بے قرار مدینہ.
روزہ مبارک of نبی علیہ السلام, مسجد نبوی علیہ السلام, ریاض الجنہ regarding which نبی علیہ السلام said, ما بین بیتی و ممبری روزتم من ریاض الجنہ. May Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala bless all of us with the ziyarat of Madina Tayyiba, ziyarat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But the most important thing is that wherever we may be, even if we cannot make it to Madina Sharif, if we follow Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's teachings, if we obey him in our amal, in our actions, then we are with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And if we are right there, the Rauza Mubarak, but we are disobedient to Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we haven't got those amal, the akhlaq, the character, the honesty, the truthfulness, the iman, the yaqeen, the ibadat, the tilawat, the zikr, nothing in our lives, but we are proud that we are the Rauza of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. I have been there 100 times. MashaAllah, you went 100 times. But what do you have in your life to show that you have been there? What is it that you brought back from there? What is it that we brought back from there? So those who cannot make it, there is no such thing as despairing of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's mercy. obey Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, develop the love of Nabi alayhi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the heart, make a taat, and we are with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But at the same time, the desire should be in the heart of every person that in his lifetime Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala bless him with that opportunity. But if he does not get the opportunity because of poverty or because of other difficulties, he cannot make it, then he must not feel disappointed. Increase the recitation of durood and salam upon Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, make a ta'at, obedience to him, and show love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam, aqeedat and azmat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam in the heart, and that person inshallah will be raised on the day of qiyamah in the company of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. He will go to Jannat inshallah. But that person who is going there every year and every month and every while that he can make it, but goes and comes back, but brings about no change in his life, then it is not something to be very proud about. May Allah Ta'ala protect me and all those whom Allah Ta'ala takes there from any kind of ujub and pride and arrogance and all other weaknesses and shortcomings. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين. اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے اللہ جل جلالہ لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم لا الہ الا اللہ 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 محمد رسول اللہ 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 کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے اللہ جل جلالہ اللہ 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 اللہ
Allah, 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 kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah, Allah, kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah, Allah, kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allahu Allah, 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 Allahu Allah.
La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Dil ko agar chamkana ho to kar lo zikre illallah illallah illallah. Dil ko agar chamkana ho to kar lo zikre illallah illallah illallah. Socho zara Firaun ke ghar mein Musa ko pala kisne. غور کرو مچھلی کے شکم میں یونس کو رکھا کس نے پہلے آگ میں ڈالا پھر آگ کو پھول کیا کس نے اس کے نام کی گنگاتے ہیں ابراہیم خلیل اللہ 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 illallah 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 Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala ali sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم
اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وأتباعه أجمعين. يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أكرم الأكرمين يا غياث المستغيثين يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ربنا يا ربنا يا ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. Oh my beloved Allah, my Rahim Allah, my Kareem Allah, most forgiving Allah, most compassionate Allah, most generous, most kind Allah, most loving Allah, most caring Allah, most tolerant Allah, most beneficent, most merciful Allah. Oh my most beautiful Allah, we have taken your Mubarak name, we have recited Salat and Salam upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, in this majlis of zikr, we have now extended our begging bowls before you. You dearly love those who beg of you. You become annoyed and displeased with those who don't beg of you. Ya Allah, your treasures are unlimited, unlimited. Oh my beloved Allah, we are extending our begging bowls. We acknowledge every sin of ours. We are not justifying any of our sins. We are not justifying any of our sins. Ya Allah, how can we justify sins before you? You have seen everything that we have done from the time we became of age up till now. You have heard everything. You have seen everything. You know everything. You could have destroyed us there and then when we were committing sins. You could have paralyzed us. You could have ordered the earth to open up and swallow us up. You could have sent the tidal waves against us. You could have sent tsunamis against us. You could have destroyed us, my beloved Allah, by gale force winds, by cyclones. Ah, my Allah. You could have brought embarrassment, shame and disgrace upon us. But how loving you are. How forgiving you are. How tolerant you are. That in spite of all our sins, you still give us to eat, to drink, to wear, to travel around. You blessed us still with our sight, with our hearing, with our speech, with our hands and feet, with our heart and mind. My beloved Allah, you dearly love forgiveness of sins. You don't love punishment. You want us to turn towards you and beg for forgiveness. This is exactly what we are doing at this very moment in time, my Allah. My beloved Allah, you are watching us. You are listening to us. You know the thoughts that are crossing our minds. Our past and our present is before you. Our future is before you. My beloved Allah, we are seeking forgiveness for all the sins that we have committed. Day and night we have used your bounties for your sins. We have used your bounties to commit sins, to commit vices and evils. Day and night we use your bounties for your disobedience. Ya Allah, we are ashamed. We are ashamed. Hum sharminda hai. Hum gunahgar hai, siyakar hai, badkar hai, mujrim aur khatakar hai. Hum gande hai, mere Allah, hum gande hai. Hai tere bande. Tujhe chhod ke hum gande jaye kaha. Where do we go, my beloved Allah? We acknowledge that indeed our hearts are dirty and filthy. Malice, greed, pride, arrogance, evil passions and desires. Jealousy, envy, which evil is there that is not in our hearts. But where do we go, my beloved Allah? Who is there for us besides you? There is no one to accept dirty, filthy-hearted people like us besides you. You are the only one, my beloved Allah, who is prepared to accept us irrespective of how far we may have gone from deen and from sharia, from the Quran and from the sunnah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. It is only your mercy, your kindness, your forgiveness, my beloved Allah, that we are seeking. Forgive our major sins and our minor sins. Sins that we committed knowingly or unknowingly, in the light of day or darkness of nights. Sins of our eyes, of our ears, of our tongues, our hands and feet, our heart and mind. My beloved Allah, forgive our parents, our wives and children, our brothers and sisters, our family members. Forgive the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Open the floodgates of forgiveness for the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Open the floodgates of mercy for the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My beloved Allah, we are in the month of Rabiul Awwal. Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was born in the Mubarak month of Rabiul Awwal. Ya Allah, forgive each and every one of us. Forgive each and every one of us. Tere Allah, Tere siwa hamara koi sahara nahi. Tere siwa koi hamara nahi. Tere siwa koi sahara nahi. Tere siwa koi hamara nahi. Agar tu ne nigahe rahmat pher li, to tu bata ke phir hum gande jaye kaha. My beloved Allah, there is no support for us besides your support. Hearts are in your control. Ya Allah, in whichever direction you turn them, that is the direction they will turn. My beloved Allah, change the condition of our hearts. Change the condition of our hearts. Hawa wo hirs wala dil badal de. Mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de. Badal de dil ki dunya, dil badal de. Khuda ya fazl farma dil badal de. My beloved Allah, you have given man the science of transplant of hearts. Our hearts, my beloved Allah, have gone beyond the stage where bypass would help. We require the transplant of a spiritually sound heart in our bodies. What is it difficult for you, my beloved Allah, to do that? The Sahaba-e-Kiram, the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, they came from the backgrounds of kufr and shirk. Some of them were from the Yahud and some from the Nasara and some were from the Munafiqeen. But when they accepted Islam upon the hands of my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the dramatic change that came in their hearts. Those hearts, oh my beloved Allah, they became radiyallahu anhum wa radu anhum. You were pleased with them, they were pleased with you. Change the condition of our hearts. Gunehgari mein kab tak umr kaatu? Gunehgari mein kab tak umr kaatu? Badal de mera rasta dil badal. By Allah, how long are we going to walk like hypocrites on the surface of this earth? How long are we going to engage in adultery, in fornication? How long are we going to go to the discos and cinemas and theaters and rave clubs? How long are we going to pop drugs into our mouths? How long bottle of wine in our hands? How long the filthy movies? Mere Allah, ek din marna hai, aakhir maut hai. Death is sure to come, and we don't know when death will come. Young, fit, healthy people with everything going for them. My beloved Allah, suddenly one bullet and they are gone. One accident and they are gone. So many people have departed from this world suddenly, suddenly, suddenly. We don't know when our death will come. The angel with death will squeeze out the soul from every part of our bodies. Our tongues will stop wagging. Our hands will be able to touch those illicit beloveds no more. Our lips will be able to kiss no more. Our eyes will be able to see the haram no more. Our feet will be able to walk to the discos and cinemas no more. My beloved Allah, will be turned backwards and forwards. Our clothes are tight-fitting, as scissors will be taken and the clothes will be sliced from our bodies. We will be moved backwards and forwards. People will be talking and discussing. Ha, bere Allah. Water of husal will be poured over our body. Before the water of bayyat is poured above our bodies, let us pour the water of tawbah above our hearts. Before the garment of kafan is given to us, let us put the garment of taqwa above our hearts. Ya Allah, hamara janaza bhi kahin chalega. How many janazas we have shouldered. Someday our janaza will be shouldered by someone else. Ya Allah, when the time of our death comes, don't let the angel of death find us in a disco, cinema, theater, rave club, adultery, fornication, or any kind of haram action. By Allah, don't let any kind of embarrassment, shame, and disgrace come upon us or the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When the time of our death comes, take us to Madina Tayyibah. Take us to Madina Tayyibah. At the Rosa Mubarak of my beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. With as-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Rasulullah. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Habiballah. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya khayra khalqillah. Let our souls depart. My beloved Allah, a small piece of ground in Baqi, that is all we seek. So that when the winds of rahmat blow, sinful ones like us may also be forgiven. But if it is not destined there, wherever it may be, let it be in a state that you are pleased with us. Hum se razi ho ja. Hum se razi ho ja. Hum gunegaro se razi ho ja. My beloved Allah, bless all of us with good health. We are spiritually sick and we are physically ill. Some are undergoing operations. Some have undergone operations. Some will be undergoing operations. Ya Allah. Some have met up with accidents. Some are suffering from other kinds of sicknesses, diseases and illnesses. We know that sometimes it can be rahmat, a mercy in disguise. But we are extremely weak. We ask you for shifa. Ya Allah, bless us with complete shifa from all ailments, sicknesses and diseases. Change the rahmat of ill health to the rahmat of good health. Ya Allah, forgive each and every one of us. Those who are weak, give them strength. Those who are on journeys, make them reach the destination safely. Those who are in depression, give them joy and happiness. Those who are in financial difficulties or unemployed, Ya Allah, bless them with plenty of rizq, which is halal, and remove the difficulties, pain and problems. Those who have no children, bless them with pious children. Those who have children but they have gone on to drinks and drugs and vices and evils, bring them back onto Sirat-e-Mustaqim. Give us the himmat and courage of lions against our nafs, Ya Allah. We talk about deen, we talk about Quran, we talk about sunnah, but we don't have the courage to throw out of our lives all that which has brought such corruption in our lives. Give us the himmat, my beloved Allah. Nafs o shaitan, dono ne milkar hai kiya hai mujhko taba. Ey mere maula, meri madad kar, chahta hoon main teri pana. Koi mujhse puche, main kya mangta hoon. Main apne khuda se khuda mangta hoon. Wo ho jaye mera, main ho jaun uska. Wo ho jaye mera, میں ہو جاؤ اس کا، یہی رات دن میں دعا مانگتا ہوں. یا اللہ بلیس اس ود دا بیسٹ آف دنیا اینڈ آخرت، بیسٹ آف دنیا اینڈ آخرت. ڈونٹ ڈیپرائیو اس آف دا گڈنس آف دس ورلڈ اینڈ دا گڈنس آف آخرت. تھرو آؤٹ دا ورلڈ ود دا امت از سفرنگ، ریموو دا سفرنگ، پین اینڈ پرابلم، اسپیشلی ان پیلسٹائن، چیچنیا، بوسنیا، کشمیر، عراق، افغانستان، سوڈان، صومالیہ، یورپ، امریکہ، وچ پارٹ آف دا ورلڈ او مائی اللہ دا امت از ناٹ سفرنگ. ریموو دا سفرنگ آف دا امت آف نبی علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام. وی نو دیٹ وی آر دا کاز آف دیٹ سفرنگ. چینج دا کنڈیشن آف اور لائفس. بلیس اس ود دوز ایکشنز وچ آر پلیزنگ ٹو یو اینڈ چینج دا کنڈیشن. Accept all the works of deen that are taking place. Ya Allah, tabligh o daawat ki mehnat qubool farma. Hone wale ijtema ko behad kamyab farma. Ya Allah, jo akabir buzurgaan deen tashreef la rahe hain, unke aane ko mubarak farma. Ya Allah, hamare masajid ko, madaris ko, khanqahon ko, jitne bhi deeni idare hain, sabko qubool farma. Protect the Haramain Sharifain, protect Masjid Aqsa, protect our Masajid, our Madaris and all Dini institutions. Bless all workers of Deen with Ikhlas. Ya Allah, bless us with Ikhlas. My beloved Allah, Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all his life he made du'as for us. Bless us with all the goodness that he asked for us. Bless our wives and children, our family members and the ummah with that goodness. And from all the mischief, corruption and fitnas that he asked for protection, protect us and the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Remove the difficulties of mankind around the globe. Change the conditions of AIDS and famine and drought and floods. Ya Allah, you are well aware of the good wishes, the good desires, the aspirations that are in the hearts of each and every individual who has raised his or her hand before you in this majlis of zikr, this part of the night. Ya Allah, they have come with great hope in you. Fulfill their good wishes, desires and aspirations. And you are well aware of the difficulties, the hardships, the pain, the suffering, the diseases, the sickness, the problems that each and every individual who has raised his or her hand before you is undergoing. With your fazal, with your ihsan, with your kindness, my beloved Allah, remove the difficulties, pain, suffering and problems. Huzur Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ke sadqe mein hamari duao ko qubool farma. Hum jaise bhi hai qubool farma. Jaise bhi hai qubool farma. Jaise bhi hai qubool farma. ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم وتب علينا انك انت التواب الرحيم ان الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا ايها الذين امنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى ال سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.